he and the other exiles marched out of Jerusalem to begin their trek to Babylon, Daniel looked back at his parents for what he knew would be the last time. He could see his mother crying. Beside her, his father stood straight and tall, his face displaying no emotion. But to Daniel's surprise, his father had given him something of infinite value. Once again, to reassure himself that he had it on his person, he grasped the bulge in the knapsack which hung on his back. And once again, he felt the outline of two scrolls nestled within. One was his father's copy of the Torah, the five books of the law given word for word, some even said letter by letter, to Moses by Jehovah God. The document had been missing for over 100 years, hidden during the reign of King Manasseh. Workers restoring a portion of the temple wall had found it only a few years before Daniel had been born. And when King Josiah was yet a lad, his father had been one of the scribes assigned the task of recopying the Torah. So exacting were the requirements of making the copy, not one letter could be changed, that Daniel's father had only managed to make two copies. For the first time in years, Daniel realized that his father truly loved him. As they marched, Daniel could see the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, watching him leave. Beside him stood his hated right-hand man, Naaman, the captain of the guard. Daniel thought bitterly of the note that Ezekiel, who had been allowed to remain in Jerusalem, had slipped him. It had been written by Jeremiah, now in hiding.
Upon your shoulders God has placed the burden of his people. You are the key to returning them safely. Remember, things are not always as they may appear. You must be a father to Nebuchadnezzar. The Lord will provide a way for that to happen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Words, just words. Ezekiel and Jeremiah weren't being forced to abandon their homes.
Just then, Daniel saw flying above the head of Nebuchadnezzar a large bald eagle. He watched it high above and became mesmerized as he watched it circle. Once, twice, three times. It circled 7 times and then flew east in the direction of Babylon. Daniel's thoughts were jerked back to the second scroll hidden in his pack, the scroll of Isaiah. Daniel had committed much of it to memory already. At the sight of the eagle, those words came rushing back to him now.
Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
With those words, all the bitterness flowed out of him. Just as quickly, he felt an abiding peace. He thought of Jeremiah's message. Mere words? No. Daniel realized that they were much more than mere words. God did have some great purpose in store for him. Daniel set his mind to the task at hand and settled into a steady pace. It would be a long march.